This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton prices set a low last week at 61.92 cents per pound, continued to climb throughout the week, climbing to above 65 cents before settling a little lower. For the week that ended July 30th, end of the marketing year looming, large new sales predictably quite low, just 900 bales, but combine that with low sales of 69,400 bales of cancellations. And it was a net reduction for the old crop of over 68,000 bales. China had the lion's share of the cancellations, over 65,000 bales alone. So the new marketing year is underway, and new sales, 131,000 upland bales, including nearly 47,000 alone for China and 22,000 bales for Vietnam. In addition, Pima bales sold for delivery in the new marketing year. Upland shipments for the week, nearly 347,000 bales. China, the big buyer. Vietnam was number two. But looking at the crop progress and conditions, crop conditions across the Southwest continue to drift lower. As USDA's crop progress and conditions report showed, that rated good, dropping from 30 to 24%. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.